What about the podcast?
You are listening to What About the Podcast by Ad and Dad.
Welcome.
Episode 2 of Season 2.
Here we are again. Another episode of What About the Podcast.
And we had 11 episodes in the first season.
Yep.
And, this and is 11 times 2 is 22.
A lot of 2s happening today. But yeah, let's not talk about that.
Okay.
Let's talk about the more pressing issue.
Which is?
How famous we are.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say right off the bat that I didn't expect this level of fame when I started this.
I couldn't say I did either.
I kind of have tried to work against it. I was, you know, I've been reluctant to tell anyone we're doing a podcast. I've been reluctant to talk about the podcast outside of the podcast.
They squeeze it out of us, really.
Yeah. It is something that I can't say I anticipated. So that's why I think we should dedicate this episode to fame.
All right. Fame. Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
And I think we're poised to review fame very well now that we're, you know,
famous, quote unquote famous
and well into the second season. So obviously we're successful at what we're
right.
doing.
We got renewed. That was good.
Analysts said, yes, we are on board to keep you going as long as people want. And there seems to be no stopping of it.
It doesn't, it's like a, like the snowball, like a,
yeah, it's like a snowball that's on a big, like Mount Everest, really.
Like a hill, like yeah. Mount Everest. Yeah. Yeah.
And we're just, you know, like picking up speed as we're rolling into mighty crevasses.
Wow. Why are we're rolling into the crevasses?
Well, I mean, you have to roll through.
We're rolling over them.
Over.
If we roll into them, I don't. Well, oh. I mean, I guess it's.
Well, this is what fame is all about.
Okay, right.
It's about avoiding or overcoming the crevasses, whether it's like plowing right into them and going through them and making a tunnel out the other side of the crevasse.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Or being able to leap over them.
Yeah. Like a snowball with little feet, like wind-up feet on a little wind-up toy.
That can kind of, you know, propel it upwards.
Yep. That's what fame is like for us. So, how has it changed your life?
Well, I think it's more just everybody kind of watching your every move.
Yeah.
During every, you know, like.
It's like you're seen through a magnifying glass.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I'm at the grocery store and people just, you know, hide behind produce.
Yeah.
And stare at me. Not like the thing that holds the produce, but like produce in front of their face, and they're kind of peering to the side of it.
Like with a cabbage.
Yeah.
Like something almost as big as their head.
Exactly.
But they'll just peer around and look.
Right. You see maybe a tiny part of one eye, and it's looking right at you. It's really
it's like the Truman Show.
Yeah.
It's like we are Jim Carrey. Because everywhere we go, it's like the world kind of is forming around us.
Yeah. That's true.
It's a very odd feeling. And I can't say I expected it coming into this. I mean, I for sure thought it was a possibility that we'd be famous.
Yeah, I think expecting is kind of the wrong word.
Yeah.
You know, I would say it's more of kind of
eager anticipation.
Knowing that it's going to happen. Less of expecting, more of this is what I will be disappointed if this doesn't happen.
Yeah. So it's kind of like faith like having faith, but instead of faith, you have science, which actually says this is going to happen, and it's a proven fact. So it's kind of like our fame was just a proven fact of science.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's as best as I can explain it today.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I know, you know, part of having this amount of fame means that sometimes your plans have to change unexpectedly, you know. So I know we have a plan in place to try and get some guests on in the future. And I think it's our fame that has prevented that from happening. I mean, people just want more and more of us talking.
Yeah, it's like it's really hard to, you know, break it to the potential guests. Like, you're just not as good as us.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that necessarily. Well, they may be as good as that, but as good as us,
they're not wanted.
They're not wanted, you know. And really, if we're truthful, even though we have thousands of people helping us produce this show every week, we can only make an episode so fast.
Yeah.
You know, and we want to keep our episodes nice and tight, you know, like we don't want to talk for 4 hours. I mean, that'd be too much for anyone, even for us talking.
Right. Yeah, it totally would be.
So it's important that, you know, I guess we just try and squeeze in some time for other people. But when it comes down to it, you know, if you look at our season, you look at the amount of minutes that it's us talking, that does not leave a lot for anyone else.
It's a lot of minutes.
It's a lot of minutes. A lot of minutes. Speaking of which, is there anything else you want to talk about when it comes to fame and the price of fame in this contemporary digital age we find ourselves in, this post-YouTube era of celebrity? Do you have any insight for how people who may want to be as famous as us, what kind of advice or what kind of pitfalls or crevasses they should avoid in their climb to ultimate fame?
Yeah, I will say this. The odds of becoming as famous as me, Ed, and Dad are, you know, I read it somewhere that it's like 1 in a trillion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1 in a trillion.
So I would look at the amount of fans we have and the amount of people that are inspired by us.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, I mean, how special are you, really?
How special am I? I mean,
I'm talking to the people that are listening.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to me because
no.
I'm so egocentric with, you know, I mean, that's been a part of the fame for me is just becoming just so full of myself.
And I think that's every person. I don't think you can become famous without, you know,
just being full.
Being full of yourself.
I mean, it's about confidence, really, and about defeating other people,
right,
in the race to fame,
right? So what I would say is there's probably not a whole lot separating you from anyone else, so maybe just don't try.
Yeah, I mean, I think anyone listening to this, and you know, even though we are famous, that may not be a real large number. I mean, we could pretend it's a really large number, and for the sake of the argument, let's say the, you know, 100,000 people who tune in on a daily basis.
Right.
It's better if you will, you know, just keep tuning in to us, and don't worry about starting your own podcast. No one really wants to hear other people talking for minutes sometimes hours on end. I mean, if you stream this, it would be hours. You know, if you binge right. podcast, binge streamed.
Binge cast.
Yeah. Yeah. So just be content. Buy yourself a couple, you know, packages of cookie dough and bake some cookies and.
Or eat the cookie dough.
Yeah. And just, you know, support us. What about the podcast? We're here to talk. So you don't have to.
Right. So in summation, don't try and copy us. Just listen to us more.
Just listen to us more because we've done this. We have 12 episodes tightly wrapped up and we're showing no signs of stopping, really.
Right.
On our climb to fame, we hope that you'll join us and not try and compete with us, because it's really just about us talking to each other and kind of in disregard to you, because you know we don't know who you are. You may try and send us messages, or you may hide behind the cabbage in the grocery mart and kind of peer at us and make us feel awkward, because you know we're people too. We like veggies. We like to, you know, buy cereal occasionally.
Sometimes.
Yeah, and we eat that cereal, and we eat those veggies, and we're just like you, except we have a podcast.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah, I 100% agree with you.
Okay. Well, I guess that's kind of worth the price of admission right there for this episode.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Totally. And I'll also like to point out that if anyone were to pass our threshold of fame through inspiration of us,
yeah,
we would be real mad.
Yeah.
We wouldn't like that at all.
Yeah, I mean, they say that, like, if you copy someone, it's a, you know, it's a sign of admiration. But for us, it's a sign of aggression. And it's kind of a declaration of podcast war. Right?
No, yeah. I think you've hit the hammer on the, what is it?
On the nail head.
You've hit the hammer on the nail
head. You hit the nail with the hammer on its head. I believe that's how the saying goes.
Who said that?
I think it was Ben Franklin. Right? Isn't that what National Treasure 2 taught us?
Ben Franklin? Ben Gates is National Treasure 2.
Yeah, but isn't it about the time
I guess
of,
Ben Franklin is on the...
Declaration.
He's... Oh, well, yeah. National Treasure 1 we're talking about.
Okay.
Ben Franklin, he's not on Mount Rushmore, is he? Let's see. We got George Washington.
Well,
TJ.
You know that I grew up in Rapid City. I grew up right, you know, 20 minutes from Mount Rushmore.
Is that so?
That's true. And you knew that, even though you're pretending you didn't for the sake of this podcast. But in another realm where I've been famous, I've been known to make what in the art world is called sculpture.
Is that so?
Three-dimensional objects in space, sculpture. And that's what Mount Rushmore is, really. It's a large sculpture. It's a rock, and it's been carved in relief.
It's part sculpture, part natural, rock.
Natural formation. But this is what people don't know about. And I was really surprised that this didn't come up in National Treasure 2. But when I was in high school, I took an art class, and I wouldn't say I'm a pro sculptor, but I did learn how to shape rock with tools, with man-made tools. And one evening I went out kind of in the climbing area that's behind Mount Rushmore, kind of the area that they call Mount Baldy. You can look this up. It's all online. And in the same kind of back rock formation, I mean, it may not be exactly the same formation as Mount Rushmore, but I carved a little really crude Ben Franklin, just like it's a couple inches high.
On Mount Rushmore.
So,
oh my God.
Don't let anyone tell you that Ben Franklin is not on Mount Rushmore, because he is. just in the back and really small and, right. and more kind of abstract.
Right. No, yeah, I could see how people would overlook that.
Yeah.
But also, like, don't, guys.
It's a technicality, maybe. Some people would consider that, but...
But what are technicalities for some people are, you know, raging manifestations of...
Hard facts.
Of hard facts.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, that's another era of fame that I've been privy to. In some ways, you know, I'm surprised that our fame here with this, you know, what we would consider kind of small show we're doing, even though, you know, when you look at our demographics and our audience, numbers, it's small is not the right word.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it is an incorrect word to use.
It's an incorrect, it's kind of like false, just false information that we're peddling sometimes. But, what was I saying?
Something about false information.
Oh, I think I was just trying to, internally compare how famous I was for my previous career and how famous I am now in this kind of hobby. And it's really hard. It's hard to do.
Yeah. It's hard to be famous.
Yeah. I mean, the internet has changed a lot of that.
Yeah, but I should clarify, it's hard to be as famous as we are.
Hmm. Yeah. Speaking of which, have you gone to any fancy dinners? Have you met any other famous people lately?
I went to Lost Island yesterday.
Oh, is that what they're calling it these days?
Like the water park.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I didn't see really anyone that I knew.
Mm-hmm. Were you in the VIP section?
No, I was just in the regular part of the water park.
Oh, okay.
I maybe saw like 4 other people that I knew out of 3,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
how was that? I mean, I know this is off subject, but if you were to rate Lost Island, review it, can you give me the quick, good old 10-second review?
Yeah, I'd say it was, you know, pretty okay.
Pretty okay?
10 seconds. How much time do I have left?
You have 10 more seconds.
10 more seconds.
Yep.
We can. How about now?
Yeah, we can take whatever time we want.
How many seconds do I have?
Well, I just want to hear the review.
I thought it was really pretty okay.
Hmm. Was it hot enough for you?
Yes, it was.
It was hot outside.
One fear is that it was going to be not hot enough.
Uh huh.
And it was not hot enough.
Mm-hmm. When you left the water park, did you take a shower?
Not at the water park, right when I got back. I did change my clothes, though.
So you drove 100 miles away, went to a water park.
Right.
Got in the water.
Right.
Got out of the water.
Right.
Drove 100 miles back.
Right.
Before you showered.
Right.
What about this? Did you help stop aquatic hitchhikers?
I'd like to think I did.
Yeah,
because
I don't think you did. I think you got a rinse as soon as you get out of that water.
Listen, there was a person.
Mm-hmm.
And in Lost Island, there's something called the wave pool.
Mm-hmm.
And we had brought a tube into the wave pool.
One from Iowa City?
No.
One from?
From Lost Island.
So the tube
they,
was always
they supply
there.
The tubes.
Okay.
Anyway, we were walking the tube out to the middle of the wave pool.
Mm-hmm.
When a child decided to aquatically hitch a ride
on your tube,
on our tube,
mm-hmm.
grabs onto it, starts
just,
to lift
just
him.
Some random child.
Yeah,
you think
like
they
a small, like a very small child.
Do you think they recognize you from this show?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. We're in foreign territory, Waterloo.
Yeah, but this is, we're, you know how our reach goes.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This tiny kid, like 6 years old, tries to aquatically hitchhike on our tube.
Mm-hmm.
So I punched him in the face.
It's mean.
Well, I had to stop the aquatic hitchhiker.
Yeah,
it was tough for me to do.
I think you just do it with, I think you just rinse. I think you're supposed to rinse. I don't think you're supposed to use physical violence. I mean, it's not, it doesn't say kill the aquatic hitchhikers or severely maim the aquatic hitchhikers.
I only hurt for a minute.
That's assault. And frankly, that makes me question your morality.
Does it now?
Yeah. Yeah. You're really messing with things here.
Yeah. We started to clip out.
Yeah.
So I had to make one adjustment.
Just tell the analysts to do their job.
Come on. Tony.
Hey.
Raphael. And Steven.
James. Come on, James.
Don't act like I don't see you, Matthew.
All right.
I think we got
All the analysts men?
No, why would you assume that?
We didn't recognize, you know, I don't know. I'm just, whatever. Fame.
Some people hate it.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever just want to sit back and rest on your laurels?
What is that? I don't know what those are.
I think that's what people say when they reach the level of fame that we're at, that we should.
They're sitting on their laurels?
I don't know. Is that the saying? I think that's the saying.
I
laurels?
Don't. I.
That seems wrong.
Honestly,
now.
Have
now that you've
no
questioned
idea.
That seems really wrong.
Who's Laurel?
No, it's a. Oh man. I think I don't know. I think. I think that we need the analyst to take this on.
I just want to know who Laurel is.
Tracy, look that up.
One second, Dad. I gotta make another adjustment. These analysts are killing me.
No, and yeah, no. I'm Tracy. Confirmed. I'm right. Laurels.
Oh my god. Oh my god, Dad. You'll never believe what's happening.
What is happening?
We are getting a call on the podcast.
Getting a call. Oh no. Oh no.
It's making a noise.
Let's not.
Hello.
You're on the air, Mom.
Gosh. What do we got for background music these days? What's happening?
Well, nothing right now. We put it in later. You should know that.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just trying to imagine what kind of mood we're rolling out of this podcast on.
You know, it's kind of like, imagine like Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
If he was punk rock.
Punk rock Elvis. I got it. I know that. I know that sound. That sounds great. I can't wait.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready now, go get go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you step up my blue suede shoes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Before we leave, can you give me three tips on how you're going to be a better person this week? How are you going to use your fame?
To better the less fortunate?
Yeah. Yeah. Pressure's on.
Oh my gosh. I didn't think about this at all. I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Have you donated to charity? Are you giving? Are you giving enough of your... I guess we don't really get any money for being famous, but...
You know, when you're checking out of the grocery store,
yeah,
and they say like, "Donate a
you
nickel."
You want to round up for
donate
the boys' club?
Donate a nickel to save some lives or something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like a couple times I've done that before.
Okay.
So maybe my goal for in the next week should be to maybe do it one another time again.
Yeah, you're kind of a random donator. That's the sense I get from you.
Okay.
It's like, you know, when the mood strikes. But what I'm wondering about is intention. Like, how do you become intentionally a better person at every millisecond of your life?
How about by saying this? Young, impressionable viewers of our podcast, as soon as humanly possible, as soon as you have a little chunk of money that you're willing to save up, I need you to go to your bank, whatever bank you and your family belong to, and you need to set up a Roth IRA retirement account. It will change your life. They have a very high interest rate on the money that you put in, and it will make everything better.
Well, I don't know any of this. This is good information.
It's great information.
Or is it good? What's the downside? Give me the cons of this. Why isn't everyone just doing this?
Well, most people kind of are. Oh. You know, most people that find they have a stable career where they make steady income regularly put money into a Roth IRA or some form of retirement account.
Uh-huh.
And I would say the reason people don't do it is because they have a spending problem.
Do you have one of these accounts?
No, but I do have a spending problem.
Mm-hmm. So you do as you say, not as you do, is the advice you're actually giving.
The advice I'm giving is set up a retirement account.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, so give your change at the grocery store to whatever they want you to.
Or
set up a retirement account.
Put that change in a retirement account.
Okay. Third tip as we go out. How are you going to use your fame to better the world?
You know, a smile on someone's face is better than any amount of money anyone could give you. Mm-hmm. So rather than waste my money donating it to places and people, I'd rather just smile.
Make them smile.
Make them smile.
What if you tried to make people smile, and then when they were smiling, you set up a retirement account for them as well? You know, then they're smiling when you're making them smile, and then behind the scenes, you're going to make them smile when they retire.
And really, that's the ultimate smile, is when you're old.
Yeah, the old smile. When you can just sit there and look back at your life, and you just smile. And that's
wow.
That's what fame's really all about.
There's something very poetic in that.
That's what fame is really all about.
That is.
I think that's a good note to end on.
That's a great note to end on.
So we'll take our fame and we'll keep making the world a better place. You just sit there, listen,
and
we'll be back for episode 3 very soon. We have some things to get to once our fame subsides.
We do.
Until then, any last words?
No.
Goodbye.